Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My buddy Don sends me this. Do you and Andy ever receive mental health counseling after dealing with us mental cases? And I'm one of them. What do you do for therapy after dealing with us manic depressives? We have great fans, but we are nuts. I know. I resemble that remark. You know why? That's because Browns fans care.
They do. There's passion behind it. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, again, I always say this. Two people get mad at me, and I'll jump on my soapbox for mental health. Sometimes when you're feeling good, it's okay to have therapy then too.
Yeah, well, we're not feeling good.
When we win, it's still a Browns Therapy Monday because you're getting it off your chest. Hey, I feel good because they did this. I feel good. And we feel better about things like that. So I don't like the stigma of trying to make it like all therapy is bad. It's not. It's good.
Well, it's not. Good. It's no, good. Of course not.
Like, you got a sore muscle, you use heat therapy. No one ever complains about that. No one's like, oh, you're having heat therapy. No one ever says that.
You know, the one thing about
ice is your friend
and everything. I always have to fight this thought because my head tells me this. Once your season's over and it's not going anywhere, ultimately probably behooves you to lose. And you move up in the draft a little bit. And it's not just for the first round, it's every round. You know, you move up every round and you get a little higher pick and a little better pick. But the Browns supporter in all of us is like, you lost to the Tennessee Titans and people are mad about it. Browns are now sitting fourth in draft order. And Andy, they've closed in on number one. Ultimately, might be best to have number one. But that means you got to lose more games. And
what are you doing with number one, Jeff?
Well, there's a whole nother question. Yesterday, I don't think anybody can argue Shedeur Sanders played a good football game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Shedeur was unbelievable because he wasn't, but he was real good, and he leaves me wanting to see more. And
I'll take 300-yard games every day of the week.
Yeah, well,
four touchdowns.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I can't wait to see what he does against. Now, Chicago doesn't have the best defense coming up, but Chicago's a good football team, and they're coming off a loss to Green Bay. Then you get Buffalo. Then
yeah,
you get
I got
Pittsburgh,
a bad feeling about next week.
Then you get Pittsburgh, and then you finish up against Cincinnati. I want to see Shedeur play all those games, and I want to see what happens. And I still don't know if it's a big enough sample size to tell you that you do not need a quarterback. And I'm not even going to say next year, Andy.
2 years?
Yeah, that might be the case. You know, the whole concept that we've talked about before of this, okay, has someone looked competent at quarterback? And Shedeur has certainly looked competent, especially yesterday. And dropping in more help, wide receiver, offensive line, two offensive linemen, whatever you want to do, and letting him play next year and taking next year to figure out if he's your quarterback. To me, that makes a lot of sense.
I'd still bring in a veteran for next year.
Without question.
I mean, Deshaun's going to be here, Deshaun will be here. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, but I don't feel the huge need to go out right now and bring in a starting quarterback for next year. And I say it for this reason. I'm okay with going into next year, having fixed up the rest of the team, and auditioning a starting quarterback. That would be Shadur, I would think.
All I know is on draft day, when they decided to draft two quarterbacks, they had to know this. If one didn't stand out and get victories early on, that this was coming. This kind of a mess was coming. It's a mess. It really is a mess.
But it's not a mess now. It's not a mess now. I mean, Dylan Gabriel is clearly not the starting quarterback here.
Okay, I get that.
So there's that.
So Sanders has upside. That's the difference right now.
Well, right
now it's upside, right?
And again, who knows about Dylan moving forward? I was talking to Fearless Leader before the show, and I thought, and I actually told him, I said, I'd love to see more of Dylan Gabriel, just not now, and not here right now. I mean, Shadur is clearly the guy.
Has Gabriel played his last down for the Browns? If Shadur stays healthy.
I couldn't argue with that.
One of these, unless you're coming back next year with two sophomores, then and Watson.
You know, you could just roll this thing back and not bring in any quarterbacks.
I agree.
I mean, you've got four.
What are you gonna do? Build everything but the quarterback?
Yeah, why not?
And maybe the quarterback is building in front of our eyes right now.
Maybe the quarterback is here again. I don't know that. The three starts and then four more to come will be enough to make you think, yep, we're done there. We have our quarterback. But I think that sample size could make you think this. Fine, we're going to go with him to start the season next year, and he'll get next year. And then we'll figure it out in 2027 when more young guys are coming out of the draft, and you might have a high draft pick. You might not. Maybe, you know, you trade down in one of your picks this year, blah, 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 blah. I think you'd be really hard-pressed right now to not think Shadur is your starting quarterback next year.
Right now, I think he is. I don't know how you can. Unless you think Watson's coming back. That's the only other way
right. He
wouldn't be the starting quarterback. And then they might come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come in. But the other part is, if you're going to have a different head coach next year, does it matter? Like, I don't know.
We don't know if we're going to have one.
Yeah, are you bringing in a head coach because you believe you're going to draft a quarterback? Are you bringing in a head coach because you think they can take Shadur Sanders to the next level and beyond, or even Gabriel to the next level and beyond? I just think those are all things you have to contemplate on the moves between now and draft and start of next season. I hate the fact we're talking about next season already. It just drives me crazy.
Oh, except we don't have a choice. They're 3-10.
No, I know. I know.
I mean, come on, let's be realistic, right? Which is what we're trying to be here. There's one issue with Shadur that, and to me, you can completely just say, hey, rookie quarterback, And if you want to throw in, you know, didn't get the reps and blah, 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 fine. But I keep hearing from so many people about his amazing accuracy. And yesterday, that pass to Jerry Jeudy for the 60-yard touchdown,
mm-hmm.
that was a beautiful pass. That was awesome. And he, you know, he didn't throw it like up in the air and Jeudy ran underneath it. It was, boy, I got to get this in here. It's a tight window, and I got to throw a BB, and I got to put it on the money, and he did. And then he followed it up with that great touch pass to Njoku. I thought that was really good. I liked it a lot. Shadur's completion percentage is second worst in the National Football League right now. Brady Cook, who played one game yesterday for the Jets, is worse.
Hmm.
Other than that, Shadur has the second worst completion percentage in the NFL.
What is it? What is the
52.4. 52.4. I know you're not hot on J.J. McCarthy.
No.
He's at 56%.
All right, Shadur, let's go get him. Go get him next week.
Well,
let's
that's the one thing that, again, that's if you're looking to pick some nits here, that's the nit you're going to pick.
I think though
he's supposed to be incredibly accurate, he hasn't shown that yet.
So should balls thrown away into the stands count into your percentage?
Well, they do.
I know. Should they, though? I'm just saying.
Every quarterback does it, and they all count. So there you go.
I mean, maybe there should be a live to see another day stat, too, of the passes that are, you know, that bring his numbers down. No, I don't know that I'd agree with that. I think if you have to throw the ball away to see another down, and you know that, I mean, I don't know how you judge it, though, sometimes. I think you can judge it 90% of the time. There might be some times where that's just a bad pass, especially out of the back of the end zone. I think that's the one where you're kind of like, did he try to give, or was he just throwing it just a little too high that in case they didn't catch it, it would go out of bounds and nobody else could get it? I think that should be included. Or at least they could have a side percentage. If this is baseball, they'd have one. You know that. We took his incompletion rate, but we deducted all of the passes they threw out of bounds to see another day.
Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are we doing?
Good, well, good.
Insert deep sigh. I guess that's the
easiest
easy. Way
Three,
for me to
two,
explain
one.
It.
Right?
So here's the deal. You know, I'm not going to be the negative caller today. I want to talk a little positivity into the room because it's kind of frustrating, and we can all go back to the two, you know, two-point conversions and scratch our heads, and I agree 100%. That was the most boneheaded thing Kevin's done all year. Doesn't really make sense, right? Just take the points and go live for another day, especially when your quarterback is having the best game of his short career thus far, right? Did he make mistakes? Of course, but what we're watching is him progress, and he's getting better. If you're watching him pre-snap, he's reading the defense. He's looking around. He's making checks. The throws yesterday, Jeff, you are absolutely correct. The throw to Jeudy was perfection.
That was a great pass.
He hit him stride for stride right over his right shoulder. Jeudy plucked it out of the air. He didn't let it get to his body. He made a great play. I hope when they got to the end zone, Shadur said, enough, let's just play football, no more drama, I got you. I hope that's what that conversation was in the end zone. What I want to see from Shadur in these last four games is to continue to progress. Don't take a bunch of sacks. Don't throw the ball, into double coverage. Make the right reads. I think they said last night that the stat was there hasn't been a Browns quarterback who's thrown for three and run for one since 1950. That's wild, right? Wild. Now, here's the deal. Fernando Mendoza, I heard you guys touch on him real quick, and now this will be my last point.
Wrong show.
Let's talk about it real quick. On Saturday, he looked great, right? He's probably going to win the Heisman. Mm-hmm. Made a back shoulder throw for a fade for a touchdown. There is nothing that he's doing that Shadur isn't doing as well. That ball to Fannin was a tough throw, too. And look what Fannin did. He went and made a play. I would love to see, more than anything, Fannin get, you know, maybe two more touchdowns and get to like 800 yards this year, because that kid is a legitimate player. And if you get Shadur another weapon and build this lineup, like I've said over and over and over again, give him next year. We have something, guys. He is who we've been looking for. We've just got to roll with him and build with him. And if that's a new coach down the road, so be it. A new GM, so be it. I'd like to keep Barry because in my mind, I'm thinking he's the one who actually wanted Shadur here. And I applaud him for making a bold decision because it's fun now. Football is fun whether we're 3-9. Doesn't matter.
Jeff, have a good one, gentlemen. Jeff, they're playing the music, but sorry. The Academy Award for audio editing in a digital documentary goes to Anthony in Maple Heights.
Oh, I was going to give it to Dan Menninger.
Oh, hey, Anthony, let me put you back on hold. I'm sorry. My mess up there. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. Coming up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.